Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We are Emily and Katie. Turn on in and turn us up to 80. We are fumbling through the fun, talking about life, getting good stuff done. Thanks to all our listeners, we're the struggling sisters. La la la. Adolescence, ride with candy that never existed. That's what you get when you got a big sister. Emily is a recovering perfectionist, but we all know that's when she's in an element. Katie's learning what she never learned at school, then teaching Emily how to be cool. We are Emily and Katie. Tune on in and turn up to 80. We are fumbling through the fun, talking about life, getting good stuff done. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the struggling sisters. La 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 la. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the struggling sisters.
Okay, so guys, this is us. We're doing the struggling sisters. The topic is going to be spring/Easter.
Although hashtag spring life.
Hashtag that spring life. Yes. Anyway, so if you love this, you can find more of us at Patreon. Nope. Can you
Patreon.
Say
Patreon.com/strugglewellproject.
Yeah, and Katie's about to make a jingle for that, but it's still in the works.
Strugglewellproject.com.
That's well, not right. But that's not even what we were talking. It's all right. We'll circle back to it. Okay, so I want to do a segment called Clear the Air.
Oh, new information.
Right now. I want to clear the air about the problem solved with Rebecca, where she said to take something out. And I said, no, it's staying in. And I just want everybody to know that I had a conversation with her and she said we could keep it in. So I wasn't being rude. I wasn't being bullying. I was being as lovely as everyone knows that I already am.
Like a spring flower, hashtag that spring life.
Yes.
So here's my question in the clear the air segment.
Uh-huh.
Did anybody else tell you that it sounded a little jerky or only...
Just you, but I appreciate your feedback. I respect your opinion. And so if you thought it, this is what I learned in teaching. If one of your students is confused, they are not the only one.
It's true.
So you are not the only one who thought I was being insensitive. And so I know that nobody heard the conversation we had after called, I really will take it out. And she's like, no, it's totally fine. And I'm like, okay,
good. Because it was really funny, but I was like, okay, so birthdays are sensitive. And if it's a sensitive thing where every year someone's going to have their feelings hurt on her birthday and then it's going to taint her birthday.
I know, but if you could never say that word again, I just don't like it. Thanks.
It's so bad. What's another word that's better?
I don't know, but it makes me think of this morning in the car on the way to school.
Oh, let's hear this.
For one reason or another, we were talking about Voldemort and he married Bellatrix Lestrange, or they had like a kid together or something. I don't even know what's happening because I haven't read this book. And all of a sudden, Porter's like, do you know what Molly Weasley said right before she killed her? And I guess she yelled the B word at her. And so he started yelling the stuff and he was like cussing. And me and Elaine are both like, what? And so he's like, she yelled it again. And we're like, never say that again. He's like, oh, okay, sorry.
Anyway. That's a lot at 8 a.m.
Yeah, I was still trying to drink my coffee and know who I was. And they have those little elf voices, you know, the little kids. Right. And then all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, that's a nasty little elf in the backseat. So I'm clearing the air about that. Do you have anything you need to clear the air about?
No, because I just found out about this segment. Okay. Try me next week.
Do you need to clear the air about having just found out about this segment?
I feel better now.
Okay.
So we're talking about spring, and I just have a couple of questions about spring.
Okay.
Did you sign your kids up for summer camp? Because that's a big thing to do in the spring.
It is, and I usually do it at spring break.
Yeah.
But because my life has become unmanageable, I have not. Have you?
I have not. I have got a couple of schedules.
Okay.
But they're so expensive, summer camps.
Have you done VBSs?
Yeah, but there really aren't a lot in this area. I tell you, I'm in like the church vortex over here.
Okay.
So it's kind of weird. So I've not found, I found one free one. Okay. But other than that, they're all, you know, like expensive. So I don't know. I don't really want to send both of them for a whole week. I definitely can't send them somewhere all summer. So it's going to be kid land up in my house.
Well, do people send their kids away for the whole summer?
Oh, no.
I want to be
that
person.
Some people do. I know. You look so intrigued.
Give me the 800 number to that camp.
I just saw a slow zoom right into your face while you were thinking about sending them away for the whole summer.
The wheels are turning. If it's kid land up in your house, there's no reason why you couldn't have two more kids.
Oh, no. My kid land's not fun. Don't send anybody here. Please don't send your kids to my house.
My kids are lovely.
Okay. They are. They're great.
All right. Number one, are you planting things for spring?
I'm gonna. I went to Aldi the other day to get a bag of dog food, and I got all kinds of stuff for spring. I got bulbs. I like dahlias, those flowers. They're so pretty.
I don't know what they are.
Well, there's a couple different, you know, there's multiple different kinds of them. They don't all look the same, but they're really big.
D-A-H?
I think I'm saying that right.
Well, you're not saying Aldi right, so you're probably not saying.
Dahlias at the Aldi.
Oh, those are pretty. They kind of look like mums. I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, they're much better than mums. They're really big.
Okay.
So mums are tiny.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you? What are you planting?
I'm planting just a whole bunch of holly fern over and over, the same one, because I try to get creative and then certain things die and I'm sick of it.
Right. Holly fern. That's going to be like a bush.
It's like a fern.
Fern is like a plant.
A fern is a plant and it's like, you know, ferns are like too super wispy looking sometimes. This is not. It's got like regular leaves. So, but it's not like a bush. It's more planty than a bush, but it's more. But it's more hardy than an elephant.
Okay. I'm getting the picture.
They're pretty.
So where are they going? In a pot?
No, the whole courtyard has planters everywhere, which at first I thought super duper. And then later I'm like, there is so much dirt I've got to fill.
Right.
Oh. And so as I'm digging, though, I'm realizing our new dog likes to hide things. I found my son's wallet. And my oven mitt. I was so mad at my kids for stealing that oven mitt. It was the dog.
That's so funny.
Okay, guys, I want to take a second and tell you about a new bra that I found that I love. Third Love has more sizes than most other brands, and I am not telling you what size I am, but it's not a very common size. I've actually been in bra shops where I tell them what size I am, and they look at me like, what? And they rustle around and try to look in the back and find my weird size. And they sometimes don't even have it, but not Third Love. Third Love even has half sizes. Did you know that was a thing? It isn't a thing with most brands, but it is with Third Love. The cool thing about Third Love is that you take a Fit Finder quiz. Over 12 million women have taken it. It's actually fun and it takes less than a minute to complete. And the Third Love app helps you identify your size and shape and find styles that fit your body. They have 100% fit guarantee. In fact, they sent me some bras and they fit mostly just right, but not exactly right. And so I sent them back and they sent me brand new ones. It was super easy. So every customer has 60 days to wear it. You can wash it. If you don't love it, you can return it. And they're going to donate that bra to a woman in need. I love that. So Third Love is hands down the most comfortable bra that you'll own. The straps won't slip. The labels are not on a tag, so there's no itching. It's lightweight, it has super thin memory foam, and the newest member to the Third Love family is they also have cotton bras. So Third Love knows that there is a perfect bra fit for everyone. So right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Give it a try. Go to thirdlove.com/SWP now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/SWP for 15% off today. Here's my next question. Are you still terrible at your job? How's that going?
Oh, yeah. So they haven't let me touch another drink.
Okay. It's probably smart. That
is really smart of them. I'm not terrible at it because I mostly just clean. So I can do that. But I also, so your Starbucks, when you worked there, didn't have a drive-thru, right?
No, it didn't.
Okay. So they put me on the drive-thru. So I'm taking money and talking to people and handing them drinks. So that's very easy.
Okay. But it doesn't seem easy because you're trying to talk to the person in your face at the window and the person who just drove up to give their order.
No. So normally when it's, I normally work Saturday and Sunday mornings where it's really busy. So at the busy times, there's two people. There's someone taking the order who is also like warming up food and punching it in the computer and also like grabbing weird things from like the lobby, like coffee beans and also finishing off drinks and stuff. So that's okay. The more experienced person. Okay. But the me person is just, here are your drinks. Bye.
Okay. How are you going to get better, though, if they don't let you do what you did the other day and light everything on fire?
Right. Well, I work evenings like once a week and it's a lot slower in evenings. So probably sometimes they'll let me touch coffee then.
OK, good.
Yeah. How about you? How are you liking school any better?
I like it. I'm liking school. I'm liking my job.
Oh, my gosh.
I like school. I like getting finished with classes. I like them being done. And so I signed up for two classes at a time. And then I realized that's not very smart because I also said I wasn't going to do that to my husband. I said I was going to do one at a time.
Okay.
So I'm going to do one at a time.
But you're in the middle of two right now?
No, I dropped the one. I just already have a bachelor's. So going to school and spending a year and a half to get another bachelor's feels really stupid. I'm feeling mad about it.
But you need the right one. Your bachelor's in clownery is not going to do you any good.
It isn't. Although I'm a heck of a clown.
Oh, I bet you are.
So something going on at my house that I love in the spring is the wisteria blooming in the courtyard. It all turns purple and it smells amazing.
What's it smell like?
It's not a smell. It's a beautiful flower that you don't smell if you haven't smelled wisteria. It's got its own little smell, but it smells really nice.
Okay.
Well, they only bloom one time a year, and it usually happens at my son's birthday, but that was like a week ago, and nothing has happened out there yet, which isn't it supposed to happen sooner because of global warming? I'm not sure what's happening.
Hashtag global warming. We don't know what that is.
Well, yeah, I don't know, but I know it makes everybody in my family on different sides both mad for different reasons, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
Global warming makes people mad. But anyway, the wisteria is not blooming, There's one bloom. There's not even any leaves, but one giant bloom and everything else still looks dead. And it is so funny. It brought up a traumatic memory for me that I'd like to share at this time. When I was at Keno Junior High, they had like dress up like a hippie day. Well, our parents were hippies. So all I had to do was say, hey, guys, make me look like you. They said, we've got it. So I had really long straight hair. I dressed up like a hippie one day early. My face painted with a peace sign on it. Like I went all out this time because I had the goods. I had authentic hippie wear. Anyway, it was the wrong day. And you know, it was before cell phones. I didn't have a car. So I was a hippie all the dadgum day. And it reminds me of this bloom that happened earlier than everybody else. It's like sitting there in the courtyard going, oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so embarrassed.
But it looks so good. It doesn't look like a dum-dum.
Well, it's alone, though. So I don't know. Just there you go.
I totally understand. Yeah. Stinking old wisteria bloom. So now what? Do you think it's going to happen or is it just a bad year?
Oh, no, it's going to happen.
Not going to happen. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Speaking of straight hair, you were straightening your hair. What's going on?
No, what had happened was I got my haircut and I let her straighten it. Oh, and then I just don't shower for a really long time because I don't have to.
I know.
it doesn't get greasy. I just go with it.
I know, it's the best. That's why straight hair rocks your socks off.
It's amazing. Okay, so I have some spring facts, unless you have more questions for me.
Well, when we were prepping for this interview, you said, let's just ask each other spring questions. So I don't have any spring facts. So please spring those spring facts on me.
Okay, but here's my question. And I want to hear from all the strugs out there. Am I the only one who likes these facts? Because I think they're fascinating. Rebecca hates them. Do you secretly hate them and you're just so nice that you won't say anything?
No, people like them, I'm sure. Rebecca and I are on the same team of we're opposite Emily. It's a bit of a whirlwind over here. We never know what's going to happen. So you come out with all these facts and we're like, oh, we were doing facts. We didn't know we were doing facts. Now we look like dingleberries. You got all the facts.
No, here's the, I'm not trying to show you up.
Somehow, at the end of every podcast, you get an A++ and everybody else gets a C.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I didn't even know we were getting grades. I'm just so glad I have a 4.0.
I know you are.
Okay, no, was looking up just interesting things about spring, because honestly, I couldn't think of much to talk about regarding spring. Okay. And so I love looking up random things. But am I the only one who likes it? Because if I am, I can keep it to my dang self.
I like the spring facts, most importantly.
No, you don't.
The spring facts are my favorite.
Whatever. Okay, more people break up in spring. That doesn't make any sense. And
it's
a little bit
feeling themselves
before Christmas. They're feeling themselves?
Yeah, they're like, I'm coming out of my winter hibernation.
They're feeling themselves.
Ain't nobody got time for this joker. He's still in winterland.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Babies born in spring are more likely to have be premature. And I don't like this one, but have mental health issues. I don't know about that.
Why? Why do you think?
I have no reason to think there's anything scientific about that. But more likely to be premature. I have no idea. But that's what they said.
Interesting.
They meaning, I mean, I don't know who they are. Kids grow faster in spring. I kind of see that.
Why, though?
Okay, this kind of makes me think of spring fever is an actual thing. Your hormones, like everything kind of goes in overdrive because you're doing more moving, because you're outside, because you're in the sunshine. Okay. So it changes your hormone levels. So you feel a little more frolicky and energetic, which is probably why you're breaking up with your deadbeat boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, you're feeling yourself. You're feeling like, yourself. What? Yeah.
What am I doing? I am awesome.
Yeah.
You are a scrub.
I don't want
a scrub. Is the guy who can't get no love from me. So kids grow faster in the spring. So that kind of makes sense to me, that part. This month, ButcherBox is offering the Ultimate Breakfast Bundle. This includes 2 packages of bacon and 2 pounds of breakfast sausage, all free in your first box. I don't know about you, but I love breakfast sausage. ButcherBox's bacon is some of the best bacon you've ever had. It's Whole30 approved, uncured, nitrate, and sugar-free. The sausage is a healthy, authentic version of a classic-style pork sausage seasoned with salt, pepper, and sage. So right now, new members are going to get 2 packages of bacon, 2 pounds of breakfast sausage added to your first box for free. Plus, you'll get $20 off your first box. Go now while supplies last, as this is a limited-time offer. So each of your ButcherBox boxes comes with at least 8 to 11 pounds of meat, which is enough for about 24 individual-sized meals. And you can choose from 5 different box types. All beef. You can get beef and chicken, beef and pork. You can get a mixed box. I personally really love when my ButcherBox comes because I don't know what's in it. I kind of like to let them pick. And then I get to be creative with what we're having for dinner. Think of ButcherBox as your neighborhood butcher delivered right to your door on dry ice. You can choose when it comes and how frequently it comes. So get the Ultimate Breakfast Bundle. That's 2 packages of bacon and 2 pounds of breakfast sausage for free in your first box. Plus $20 off your first box. Go to butcherbox.com/SWP or enter promo code SWP. Again, Ultimate Breakfast Bundle, 2 packages of bacon, 2 pounds of sausage, all for free. Plus $20 off your first box. Go to butcherbox.com/SWP or enter promo code SWP.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Spring fever is, I'm thinking of cabin fever.
I think you're thinking of is spring hay fever.
What? You can't tell me what I'm thinking about. Let me think about my own wrong things. Is it, well, cabin fever is like you've been in the house, you're over it. But spring fever is like what?
I don't know. People say they just have spring fever. They get all wound up inside.
I want to check the definition of spring fever because it's two different things for me. Spring fever.
Like you're sick of winter.
Yeah, but that's the other fever that I was saying.
Cabin fever. That's sick of being in the house.
Spring fever, a feeling of restlessness and excitement felt at the beginning of spring. It's both restlessness. Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, they're the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, this is hard. Spring is hard.
Spring is hard.
Wrap my head around.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you're right. It's excitement. It's the hustle bustle feeling you're feeling.
Yes, but not the hustle and bustle of the holiday season. We just got over that.
Okay,
got We've it. Rested, and now we're ready for hustle bustle season two.
We're ready to grow.
Yeah. Also, honeybees
are
the friendliest they're going to be all season in the spring.
Get out there, swat some bees, see what happens.
They're just going to say, sorry, ma'am, and zoom away. How do they measure honeybee friendliness? I have a problem with that fact.
I think beekeepers probably have a very good idea of when they're going to be friendly or not.
That's a good point. I forget there's people who actually do bees. Okay.
Yeah.
Spring is
do
the
bees. Sorry.
I was talking to my boss. He's a man. And he wanted to, all the women in the house, he only has hired like a bunch of women. And we all want to go shopping to make the house look nicer. And he's like, I'm going to do shopping. I'm like, the fact that you call it do shopping means you shouldn't be the one do shopping.
Yeah.
Let us do shopping. Anyway. Okay. So spring is the most popular season to buy and sell a house. Also, because of that, it yields the highest house prices.
That makes sense because people want to move. They want to buy and sell in spring, move in the summer.
Yeah. And things are blooming. So stuff looks prettier.
Everything looks awesome.
It does. And tornadoes.
Are things blooming?
Well, I got that one wisteria bloom.
Yeah. Just the one. You said tornadoes?
That's a fact about spring, at least here. Do you guys have tornadoes?
Those are the land guys, right?
What?
Those are the land ones. Hurricanes are the water ones.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. Land guys.
No, we don't have the land guys here.
Oh, you got the water guys?
We have the water guys.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah, we have them. We have tornado. Do you have like bells? Do you have alarms for them?
Yeah.
Do you have tornado bells? We have alarms and it freaks out my kids and they become very clingy and they just want to cuddle because they think they're about to die. Then we go into the bathtub and cuddle. It's very strange.
Yeah, it's scary. We have them too. We have in our old house, we had a nice little spot that we would all go hide. Yep.
We didn't grow up with anything like that.
No, but one time our city before we moved there really got hit really hard. So I don't laze about when I hear that land guy bell.
Land guy bell. That's good. It's good. I hope you're teaching your children this correct vernacular. Okay, so I need you to tell the story. Also, it concerned my friend Tina, the story of your daughter finding a new mom.
I think a lot of people were concerned about it because I got a lot of messages like, that's really scary. With no emojis or anything, just like letting me know.
Yeah, Tina said, I didn't know how to reply to that, but I almost started crying.
Well, okay.
So let us know about it.
Okay, so I was in Ulta the other day, and I was at a register that was closest to the door. And my daughter was standing behind me, and she was holding, you know, the sticks that you spray the perfume on?
Yeah.
She was holding one of those, and she said, she was crying because she didn't like the smell on it. She's three. She's crying because of everything. Mm-hmm. So I said, do you see that trash can outside? Mm-hmm. We'll go out there on our, hold it in your hand. We will go put it out there on our way out. Mm-hmm. So she's holding the stick and she's waiting. Well, I think she was just so patiently waiting for me to start moving out the door that she followed another pair of legs out the front door of Ulta all the way out to the outside.
Okay.
And the lady realized that she was being followed. I don't know if the door like bumped her or something, but the lady and I looked at each other at the same moment. Me, the lady that took my daughter accidentally, and the person at the register, we all noticed it at the same time.
Yeah.
And then the lady walked Joni right back to me. But yeah, she just walked outside with another person. And so I was trying to figure it out. So I asked Joni, put it on Instagram, did you want to go with her? And she's like, yeah. I said, so I can't tell if she wanted to go or she just accidentally followed her out. I said, did you want to go with her? Yeah. I said, did she seem nice? She's like, yeah.
But then didn't you say on Instagram that the lady said, I'll take you home with me?
No.
Oh, Tina said that the lady was like, Tina was pretty sure the lady was trying to steal her.
Oh, no. Well, it was just kind of an interview with Joni and I back and forth where I was trying to figure out why did you go with her? Did you do it on purpose or did you think that she was me? And she's very confused and I'm very confused. She's like, yeah, no. So I don't know. Well, what had also happened earlier, which I'm feeling a little guilty about now, but I really do think it's just I'm a confusing little girl. Is confusing me.
You are confused. Oh, she's a confusing girl.
She's confusing. Well, and she's little. So earlier in the day, she was crying and mad at me. And she said, I'm the worst mommy. And so I said, okay, well, we'll see if we can find you a new mommy. And that was just like a throwaway comment that I probably shouldn't have said. But it kind of is like a joke to my older son. Like, we kind of joke about it, right?
Yeah.
Which is really
funny.
Comforting for them.
It helps them feel secure. We get it.
You know, he gets, okay, so my older kid's a little fiery. And so I'll say, like, he'll be in the middle of telling me how awful I am. And so I'll say, well, we'll just get you somebody else and we'll just see if it's any better. And then we kind of laugh about it.
Yeah.
Well, she's not ready for that joke, I guess, because on that same exact day, she left with somebody else. And so it's really confusing. If she did it on purpose or if she didn't do it on purpose. And was it my fault or not? But I'm just going to go with it's not my fault.
There you go.
And she's really quiet. She just didn't seem rattled by it, which is why it's so weird to me.
That's concerning. Yeah, you want him to be like, oh my gosh, I almost died.
Exactly. One time I know I hugged somebody else in a grocery store, like somebody else's leg, and I was mortified. But she's like, whatever.
Yeah.
She opened the door for me. I came right back. She's just so casual.
Yeah.
She's also gotten her jacket out and gone out on our back deck at night before.
Wow.
She's insane.
Yeah. I remember when she was trying to escape into the traffic in Nashville. So I understand what you're dealing with here.
She's a wild child. She's my little tornado guy. She's my land guy.
Little land guy, Belle. So I can tell you that just last night, My sweetest little boy ever was yelling, I wish you guys had never adopted us. And my favorite is when my daughter says, we should have left her at the orphanage, which she never lived in an orphanage. But so it doesn't even matter if you birthed them or you obtained them through other means. They don't want to be there. They're mad at you. You're mad at them. Let's just go to bed and see if it's better tomorrow.
I know. And I probably shouldn't have said that, right?
Oh, when they want to run away, I help them pack. I mean, you might as well call their bluff. So, no, I don't think you said anything wrong. I told my daughter if she didn't shape up, I was going to throw her in with the tigers when we were at the zoo. She wrote an essay about it. She wrote an essay about it and shared it with her whole class about that time my mom said she was going to throw me in with the tigers. I immediately apologized after it. And I'm like, listen, have I ever thrown you in with the tigers? Do you think I have the capabilities to get you in that cage? I don't know how to get you in that cage. Do I try to feed you to animals on a regular? Like, what about this seemed true? I joke with you all the time.
I know it is. And it is a dark joke, but I just don't think 3-year-olds are mentally prepared for my dark humor yet.
Let me fix this for you. Get one of those monkey backpacks that keep them on you and like a little leash. I've never had one for my kids, but get that on her and keep it on her all the time, like even in the house, just so she knows this is how close we are. You can't go 10 feet away from me. That's how much you need to stay with me.
That's right. You're She's going to love that.
Or put her in one of those baby Bjorns and carry her around. You can do some attachment parenting. That's what you need to do.
This sounds awful. I don't like any of this.
Okay, so let's do Killing Me Softly, Giving Me Life.
Okay.
What's killing you softly?
What's killing me softly is my dog. And I feel like I do this every other week. Do I? Have I ever had him kill me softly before?
You frequently talk about animals of some sort. I'm not against it. Which dog? Brady? Because Brady's a jerk.
Brady is the worst. So I have two puggles. They're brother and sister. and they sound adorable. But in real life, one of them's really sweet. The girl's sweet. The boy is awful. He's just a grumpy dog.
He's been grumpy but for he's like, ever.
Right. I'm just watching the clock. I have a Brady countdown timer. Can't wait till that dog is gone. I used to be a good dog mom, but I'm not anymore. So anyway, Brady is like a raccoon, and he gets into every trash can. All of our trash cans have lids on them.
When I was there, he got in there, and I'm sure this happens, but brought the top of the trash can off on his own head, and I just let him figure it out. You dumb dog, right. The thing's there so that you will stay out of the trash can. You can wear that trash can necklace for the rest of the night, for all I care.
Yeah, and you would think that he'd be ashamed of it, but he's not. So he gets into every trash can. He just, like, scoots his little nose. He's very smart. He'll get into people's purses and eat their chapstick. He's very specific about the things that he wants to eat, and he'll rummage around until he finds them.
He ate all my kids' pets.
Yeah, I know. He's the worst. I'm so sorry. I'm
so mad at that dog. Just kidding. I don't care if my kids have Pez. So Brady.
So anyway, Brady's the worst. And we got him a shock collar. Okay. And I was so excited about it. And it's worked a couple of times, but I can't catch the dog. I can't catch him.
Doing it.
I can't catch him doing it. And so I will wear a robe because my pockets, you know, I love a robe.
Yeah.
But my jean pockets and stuff, they don't have, I can't keep the little clicker, the remote control. Mm-hmm. I can't keep it in my pants.
Keep it in your pants, Katie. Gosh, give it a try.
I can't keep it in my pants. So so anyway, I put it in a robe pocket and I can't catch him, and it's like he knows that I can't catch him, and he'll just like destroy our kitchen. This morning I woke up and we had salmon last night. So it was like halfway down the trash can. The trash can wasn't all the way full or anything, but he's taken it out of the trash can. The whole kitchen is destroyed. There's just stuff everywhere. And then it's like, he's like, this is my mental picture of him, is like on his hind legs, like with a peace sign, like backing out of a room. Like, what are you gonna do about it? And it's just so infuriating that he won't do anything bad. I put that collar on him, and for 8 hours, he'll do nothing bad. And you take it off, and he's the worst. So,
well, why are you taking it off then?
You can't keep it on him all the time because, like, it'll irritate their neck to have a necklace like that on.
We would hate to have him irritated.
I know, he's so irritating. I don't want him to get, like, a sore or anything on his neck. So, what's killing you softly?
Killing me softly. Peeps. Peeps are killing me softly. Every time I walk into any store, they're at the front looking nasty. They make me feel nauseous. Looking at them makes me feel nauseous.
You think they look nasty? I think they look cute. And I think that's why they're so horrible.
Other people also say they're so cute. I don't think they look like a little cartoon took a poop.
It's true.
Look like a unicorn
I can
poop.
See that.
So anyway, I did a little research because I couldn't handle it. All I wrote is peeps, make it stop. These are the flavors of Peeps. Cotton candy. They have sugar-free, sour watermelon, cake flavored, blue raspberry, fruit punch. Fruit punch has got to be my all-time least favorite flavor of anything ever. Yeah. So fruit punch Peeps, I want to light them on fire. Root beer float and pancake flavored Peeps. Can we not
pancake
do this?
Pancake flavored. That's so nasty.
So I'm ready to not see those.
Cake sounds good.
Try them and let me know.
If I find them, I'll try them.
Okay.
Do you put them in Easter baskets? I mean, does the Easter bunny put them in Easter baskets your parts?
I've still not thought about Easter baskets. Yours are done and they've been done so long that they have dust accumulating on them. I get it.
It's true.
You're amazing.
I wasn't saying anything about it. You're A++, I'm C.
But you really are not C. Nobody gave you that C. You're giving yourself that C.
I feel like a CM.
I know. That's what I'm saying. No one's giving you a C.
Sounds really sad.
Okay.
Anyway.
Keep it in your pants, all right?
I can't. What's giving you life?
Okay. The fact that you told me this morning that you are coming to Kansas to the Jesus Craft Camp makes me so happy. That's giving me life. So I wanted to say, and Stephanie just texted me about it. We're working on like, what is the theme going to be? So Noodles coming back, you know that, right?
Oh, yes.
Love that lady. And so anyway, it is July 11th through 14th. I would love it if Strugs could sell this thing out. There's, I think, 15 spots. It is in Kansas. And I put it on the Instagram, on the link. It's the, and I called it Jesus Craft Camp, even though that is not what it's called. That's just what you call it. And it makes me laugh.
Okay.
It's called the Creative Soul Camp. But if y'all want to go, we would absolutely love to go to the Whatever Craft House with you in July.
That would be so fun. So Stephanie invited me to tag along with Emily this last time. And we had, so I had no idea what to expect. It was just like, hey, come to Kansas. We had so much fun. We cried. We laughed, mostly laughing. Like, it was so fun.
It was like the best
cried
camp
from
experience.
Laughing.
It was fantastic.
And it really is like you're camping in a house. I mean,
adorable 100-year-old house.
A camp. The food was amazing. The crafting was amazing. Stephanie is so talented. Noodle is so talented.
We go on outings. I get to say some words. Everybody was blown away by my wisdom. Stop.
Oh my gosh. You wouldn't even believe the knowledge that she dropped.
It was really fun. Please join us July 11th through 14th.
Ooh, that would be so fun.
So that's giving me life knowing that we get to have another one of those. So what about
you? Yes, that's awesome. What is giving me life is when I went to Ulta and gave my daughter away to a stranger, I was there to try and find primer because my makeup is not lasting all day.
Okay.
And I had a primer before, but it was like, have you ever used one?
Okay, so I know that there's primer for like eyeshadow. Is this for like your whole entire face primer?
It's for your whole face. So they do have them for eyeshadow and stuff. And it's just like a little, the kinds that I've always seen are just like a little tube and you squeeze it out and you rub it on your face. And it's like, feels like very satiny.
Yeah.
The ones I've tried, it's like a liquid, but it almost feels like a powder once you put it on.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't really like it. It would get gritty and I could feel it in my eyes.
Ew.
Yeah. Like,
I think you were putting it on wrong.
Day, I was squeezing it into my eye and I'm like, why do I feel this? Trying to prime my eyeballs. This is called Derma Blend.
Okay.
I've never seen this brand before, but it's jelly primer and it's very interesting texture. It's like, it feels like gel, like a sticky jelly.
Ooh.
Which seems like you wouldn't want to put on your face.
Yes.
But it really does feel good. And I've used it today and I really like it. I've only used it one day.
Okay. So you put on like the liquid foundation.
What I use is Philosophy brand tinted moisturizer.
Okay. And so that's what you want to stay on.
Like, I want that to stay on. And probably the reason that it's not staying on is because it's a tinted moisture because it's super light, you know, but I don't want a heavy makeup, but it seems to keep that on my face. And then same brand, Derma Blend, I got a powder instead of just the loose powder that I always use. This one's like a setting powder.
Okay.
So it's going to do a better job of keeping my makeup on. And I think it's working.
I love it. So good.
I'm so happy about it.
I went to MAC the other day and said, I need some new foundation. And she said, do you want it to be the color of your face or the color of your neck? And I was gobsmacked because I did not know that they were different colors. And then I'm like, what's the right answer?
Right. What did you choose?
I said, make it the color of my elbow. Let's do that. Let's do a new thing.
Bottom of my foot?
I said, let's make it the color of my neck. So it'll all be the same color.
And so your neck is going to be lighter, right? Than your face?
I guess so, because I'm always wearing those turtlenecks. Just kidding. I don't wear turtlenecks.
So Steve Jobs. I always tell everyone, my sister, what's she like? Imagine.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs with curly hair. Seriously, is your neck lighter?
My neck is lighter, I guess. Okay. But now I have...
Right. I think everybody's is.
I have a neck colored face. I can't believe you didn't say something as soon as we got on this call.
There's so much neck in the shot.
I know. It's just a neck with a wig on top. Got a neck wig?
It's the biggest... That's the biggest compliment you can pay anyone.
Oh, man. Well, you got anything else? Because we got to go. Rachel wants these short. Sorry, Rachel.
Oh.
This is Katie's fault.
I like how much Rachel's on the podcast now.
Rachel's on the pad.
On the pad. At Aldi. Did I tell you about how much I love my Aldi shelves? You guys.
Guys. They're so cute.
There's shelves at Aldi's right now. Aldi.
There's not an S.
Aldi.
Oh, man. It's getting confusing.
Aldi. right now for $39.99.
Those are so cute.
Leaning ladder shelves, and it's like good quality. The last ladder shelf that I bought, whew, back in the 90s, just kidding, about like 10 years ago, I bought one and it was $100. So
yeah,
I'm pumped up. So I bought
They're
two.
Really cute. You did great. And you made a little bunting, little banner. I don't ever know what to call them. Garland.
I got that banner at Jesus Craft Camp.
Oh, that's the one from, yes, from
Meg.
Yeah,
I'll post a picture. So the girl that runs that craft camp, Meg, she's got great meatball recipe. She's got lots of good recipes, but at the craft camp, she sells cute things and cute mugs and everything is rainbow. And so I bought some stuff there and I finally got to decorate with it. It's great. All right, we gotta go. Come on in.
Bye.
Bye.
We are Emily and Katie. Tune on in and turn us up to 80. We are fumbling through the phone, talking about life, getting good stuff done. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the struggling sisters. La 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 la. Struggling sisters.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.